At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high-rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Sitting with us at the table, we have Dr. Glenda Baskin Glover, president at Tennessee State University and the Tennessee Titans 2024 Inspire Changemaker Awardee. Enjoy our conversation. Take a seat, get comfortable, because it's time to stay a while. I'm your host, Tommy Vincent, and I am speaking with Dr. Glover. How are you today, ma'am?
Today is a good day. I'm so excited to be here to speak with you. It's a great day.
And you are here at the Super Bowl week, because tell us why.
Well, every team, every NFL club chooses a person to receive the Inspire Change Award, and the Titans selected me, and I'm so humbled by it, and I'm so grateful, you know. And with that came a trip to the Super Bowl. And once you found out I was coming, and you invited me to be on your show.
So you're receiving the Inspire Change Award. Why?
Well, I believe, and based on conversations with them, it's because of my commitment to HBCUs and to higher education and things that we've been able to accomplish for the higher education arena, and to develop models that will assist HBCUs around the country. Because HBCUs need assistance. They need, yes, they always need funding. They need an advocacy base. They need advocates to speak up for them, to talk about the needs of HBCUs at the Capitol, the halls of Congress, the state capitals, the legislators, to let them know that there are basic needs of HBCUs that just gone overlooked and they're grossly and severely underfunded. And so I took on that battle, and have been working with the Titans, and they've been so supportive for HBCUs and the Tennessee State University. The biggest surprise, they told me, you're what is this year? I said, you're kidding me.
Why was that your personal charge to take on?
Well, because I have a commitment and a passion for African American education, for students. As they go to the high school, we sit down and talk to counselors and principals and directors of school education to let them know that here's what the requirements are. Because if you don't get it to them now, when they get to me as a college level, it's too late. So, and it's so important that the education is viewed as what it really represents to our community. I always tell people, I can say any student, anywhere, and make them a scholar. So our students come to TSU, which are other HBCUs, with sometimes just all they have is hope. They want a better life. First generation college students. If I can just get a college degree, I can help my family. I can get out of poverty. So we stress on the front end doing this, because otherwise on the back end it's prison, it's more, you hire more social workers for the problems that's going to exist. So why not make education a choice as opposed to the alternative?
How did you get in the space where you started working in education? Was that always your plan?
Actually, it wasn't. My plan was to head up a major corporation. I wanted to be CEO of a Fortune 500 company. And that's what I set out to do. But if you live like I do in the spirit world, you know, you listen to your God voice. It just wasn't my calling. My calling is higher education. My calling is educating African-American students to show them that there's a way out of this. It is to choose a career, choose a major, decide what you want to do, and let us help you get there. And that's just been my passion for the last 30 years.
So you talked about first generation students, you know, leading the charge of saying, I'm going to make education one of the tools that I use to propel myself forward. What would you say to someone listening who doesn't have an example of someone who pursued higher education? They're scared to death. They're concerned about all the things. How can I pay for it? I don't want to leave, you know, home and walk away from taking care maybe of someone and making sure that everything is okay here, or even their younger siblings that they're concerned about. What would you share with them?
Well, you know, oddly enough, that is our population. That's our entire population. Some students come to us knowing that they have to get a job while they're there to send money back to their families. We don't have many classes that we offer in the afternoons, because most of our students, two-thirds of them work in the afternoons. But if you don't have a class before 2 o'clock, because after that, they're going to other places. I mean, I'm not saying they're going to law firms and making major decisions. They're working in places like they'll go to the mall and find a job.
Yes.
A fast food or somewhere so they can get funds and send back home. And they're committed. What I like so much about the students is that they want to participate in their family's uplifting, not just for them, but for the entire family. And they're so committed, they're passionate about what they're doing. They will not let this harvest pass.
Yeah,
will not, because it means that much to them. So I just say to them, start determining at an early age what you want to do. And let people help you get there. You will always have a mentor in your household, because our families don't sit around the table and talk about, let me cash in my CD to go to college, or I'm going to sell some stock for you, or I'm going to the bank and get a loan. That's not who we are. We teach them how to go to college. I had a program when I was international president at Alpha Kappa Alpha, where we taught students how to go to college, how to apply for school, how to come back now and get financial aid, because we can always go online and get the application process, but then it stops.
Right.
To come back and how to follow up, how to check the Department of Education, how to make sure you have everything in on time when it should select you to come back and review, almost like an audit to review, it's called verification, how to get documents in. So all of that's missing in our population. So we made a point to just help students get into college. And then once they get there, you know, we talk to teachers, you gotta be the role model. In the HBCU world, you're more than just a professor, I'm more than just a president. Sometimes I'm a role model, I'm a mentor, I'm a sponsor, I'm a social worker. You know, they bring me problems, I broke up with somebody, and they're crying. And I'm saying to myself, oh, how grateful you should be, but I didn't. You know?
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. It can be easy to ignore our social battery and spread ourselves thin, especially when your social gathering's picking up after the winter. What's the right amount of socializing for you, and how do you recharge? Maybe you thrive around people, or maybe you need some more alone time. Therapy can give you the self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery. We all have had experiences where if you get that help, it helps you get through, whether it's talking to somebody you love or talking talking to someone professional. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with licensed therapists and switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/GamePresents today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/GamePresents.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only, must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
So, you are successful. You've accomplished a lot of things to date. Because you're not finished. Clearly, you're still working on leaving your thumbprint in the earth. And as you said, you are led by what God is telling you to do. What is the accomplishment to date, when you think about it, that you're even blown away but by what was done?
Well, I tell you, there's accomplishments, and that's what I did know. So let me talk about the accomplishment first. I think the greatest accomplishment for any college president, and I'm no different, is to see the students walk across that stage at graduation. That does so much. Then sometimes they'll tell you, thank you so much. I want to be just like you, and things like that. And do you really? You know? But I mean, that's the greatest accomplishment. And then is it specifically Tennessee State? I just think making TSU a national brand.
Yes.
To put them on a worldwide stage. You know, we're being discussed in rooms that we had never thought about. The White House, they're calling our names. And so that to me is such an accomplishment for our university, for the Vice President of the United States to come to our campus. The first HBCU, or the first school, and she visited as a commencement speaker, so after she got in office with Tennessee State University.
Yeah.
So it's a real honor. So we're proud of those things. And Oprah Winfrey came back as our commencement speaker last year. To have the relationship with our alums who are so key to the university, those things are very, very special.
What do you believe the greatest opposition is to you accomplishing the things that you desire to accomplish for your university?
The biggest problem, what I didn't learn at Tennessee State as a student, because it's not a textbook, it's a level of non-acceptance you will encounter as an accomplished Black woman. That is not the expectation for you. And I had to learn that through the School of Hard Knocks, that it doesn't matter about your degrees. Yeah, I know I'm a lawyer and I know I'm a CPA, and I can walk in the rooms and courtrooms, I can walk into businesses and tell you what's wrong, I can analyze like a doctor can, I can analyze and tell you what's going on. That's, you don't have that level of respect. It's not accepted as much because that's not the expectation of you. There's a pathway in their minds that you cannot go beyond. And if you appear to be going beyond that, you become a target. The higher you go up, decline, the more of a target you become, you know. I talk to Black women, you know, we sit around and talk sometimes in the corporate world, higher education, presidents, and even at, you know, provost level. We're talking about some of the issues, and we all have agreed that you become a target. The same reason they bring you into a corporation it's for those same reasons they become intimidated by you later on, mm-hmm. you know. So mm-hmm. you know, I sit on corporate boards, and I see the need for more African Americans to be in leadership. You know, I sit on the board of Pinnacle Bank, and they make such a great effort to have a diverse equity inclusion. It's not just a statement for them; it's a way of life for our company to make sure that people really. I mean, they're really committed to having more African Americans and more women. Well, I don't see that everywhere I go. Sometimes it's a comment that's made, but it's not the fulfillment that needs to be out there. So that is the biggest challenge I see, is not that level of non-acceptance that you can't get around the target you become. If you're too smart in their minds, if you can... So how dare you sit here and talk to me as if you're on my equal, you know, mm. you're on my level. You sit in front of me telling me I'm doing something wrong. How dare you tell me that I owe you $2.1 billion? Are you crazy? You know? Mm-hmm. And that's what happens when you begin to speak out about injustices. And you can't be afraid ever to call racism racism. Mm-hmm. But that's what it is. It exists. And the average racist doesn't even believe they're racist. Mm-hmm. They'll tell you first time, but I'm not a racist, but, you know, so he said, but that makes your eyebrows raise. So that's what you have to really be on the guard for, but not to be afraid to challenge. Mm-hmm. It may cost you a lot. Mm-hmm. It may cost you quite a bit, but you have to make a choice. Mm-hmm. That's why the Me Too movement came about. Mm-hmm. People was hushed up all these years. And finally, somebody had enough nerve to say, I can't take any more of this. I want to come forward and talk about this. Mm-hmm. And so, and therefore, the Me Too movement was born. So that's how it has to be in when Black women in leadership. You have to make the decision. You know, there are going to be some consequences. But I'm going to decide, do I choose now to, am I going to keep quiet? I'd be like Moses and suffer mm-hmm. affliction with my people, you know? Mm-hmm.
Man, I'm listening to you talk, and I am interviewing you for this conversation. We're in conversation together, but I'm getting so drawn into, I know that you have experience in life that I don't, and I value that. Will you share some words of wisdom with women like myself, who, God willing, still has the opportunity to utilize the platforms and positions that we have to leave our mark in the earth, living a purpose-filled life?
And that's a wonderful conversation to have, because that's what I'm doing in these days. I'm in the fourth quarter of my career. You know, mm-hmm. you know, I've been at the 50-yard line where you may be.
Yeah.
But now I'm in the fourth quarter of my career. And I'm trying to let other young Black professionals know that this is what you have to do. One, you have to make sure that you have to believe so firmly in yourself and know your self-worth and feel like there's nobody can bring you down, no matter how much of a target you become, because you will become targeted. If you go high enough, you become a target. That's just the way the world operates. But and you must have faith in God. No matter what else you do, you start off every day with a prayer and meditation. Because, you know, I led two organizations at the same time. I was president of Alpha Kappa Alpha, international president, and then president of Tennessee State University. And so even as I'm about to walk into the world, I need your guidance, you know. Because they always ask me, if you could do it over, what would you do better? What would you do differently? And I said, the first thing I would do, I would trust God sooner, you know. I would have waited till the crisis moment. I would have trusted God much sooner in my career and not worry all night about this or that. So I said, develop your faith in God now. So bank it away if you have to, you know. So when you get in a hard time, you put it out there and say, well, Lord, you said mercy now. So I need that mercy I got stored up, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So
thank you for those for that, Jim. I'm taking that. That's personal for me, and everybody else just gets to glean from what you just shared with me. I'm so grateful that you took time out of your time here to sit down and talk with me. And again, congratulations on your Inspire Change Award.
And congratulations to you too. Thank you.
Thank you.
You may not know, but you have so many role models and so many young ladies. And I'm so honored to be a part of this podcast and to be on this show with you. So thank you for inviting me.
Thank you.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. It's a simple truth. No matter who you are, mental health challenges can affect you, and how you manage them can make all the difference. That's why everyone should have access to mental health support that meets them where they are and helps them get through. BetterHelp provides online therapy on your schedule. It's flexible, simple to use, and more affordable than in-person therapy. Connect with a licensed therapist selected just for you. Learn more at BetterHelp.com. That's BetterHelp.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.